Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Beauty in the Brain. It's a podcast where we talk about all things aesthetic, and today we're talking about things a little differently because we don't have Chris here to introduce us. So when the cat's away, the mice will play. And so Allie and I kind of took over the cameras, and we're just going to sit and have a casual, chatty conversation about Skin and Tonic and some of the things that we offer here. Part of the reason this came up is because just recently Chris's mom said, "What is this I hear about a podcast that you guys have?" And we're like, "Are you just hearing about this?" So I thought, well, why don't I try this out on my mom? So we were there this weekend and I said, "Hey, have you ever watched the podcast?" And she said, "I saw something about that one time on Facebook." I was like, "Mom, you really should follow us. Like, we know some stuff."
I think my mom watched a lot whenever we like first started and maybe hasn't recently. So I don't even know if she knows we're still doing it, but it's kind of like my mom says, she knows she forgets that I'm a nurse practitioner too. So
yeah,
she'll explain to me what medications do. And I'm like, she's like, "Oh yeah."
My mom, she's like, "Will you ask Chris a medical question for me?" And I was like, "You want to run it by me? I'm Mike. I'm Mike can help you out."
And it's like the easiest question ever. Yeah. She's like, "Can I take this Tylenol and ibuprofen on the same day?"
So we kind of forget about the things that, like how many things we offer here and what all we offer here. So I think the easiest way to kind of approach is to, let's start with the aestheticians, services they offer, things that they can like help with. And then we'll move into our services. And so, like, we don't have any formal way of doing this. So I'll kind of start with my favorite treatments they do, and then we'll go back and forth. But I think kind of the basis, everybody probably knows, my favorite's chemical pills. Like, I love, love, love chemical pills. And so it's one of the things that we're able to offer here. We have different types of pills. We have pills that are safe for all skin types, pills that offer either no downtime, low downtime, all the way up to pills that offer multiple days. So those can treat for pigmentation, skin texture problems, general anti-aging, and collagen stimulation. And that's where a lot of their focus is on collagen stimulation. So what would you say is your favorite?
I would say, I mean, I love the VI peel too, for sure. Don't get me wrong. I love that. That was like, I think one of the first things that I had done when I first started here. And I tell a lot of my patients that too. I'm like, it's such a good, like, dip your toes in the water, you know, but not jump into the deep end. I like microneedling. Like, if I can make myself do microneedling every couple of months, I feel like my skin sees a big difference in it. And I think it's something that even when you tell people about it the first time, people who aren't super into the world of aesthetics, they think like they hear needle and that's all they hear. But I'm like, it's so easy. I can do it to myself. Like, I can numb my face and I can look in the mirror and I can microneedle myself. And that's how you know it's an easy treatment, because I cannot inflict pain on myself. And so I think it's something good, easy, boosts collagen. It helps to tighten my pores, like really good with texture, especially if I have any like acne scarring. And we also have different types of microneedling, all the way up to radio frequency microneedling, which is something that, you know, me and you do. But even regular microneedling, people see such good benefits from it.
And there's minimal downtime with that as well. Yeah. With the, we have different ways we can do it. We can approach it using the Vampire Facial, which is kind of a catchy name a lot of people know about. And that's when we draw your blood, spin it down, use the plasma, the platelet-rich plasma. But I also think it's very effective just using serums. And so there are different price points. So from microneedling, another treatment we offer that can give similar results but with a different type of device is the Plex or shower. And these are treatments that are done, they're done by our aestheticians who are also medical assistants, just for everyone. Rules are different in each state, so be aware of that. So as medical assistants, they can do some of these devices with us present. So the Plex or shower creates nanochannels in the skin. And makes it easy for serums and that sort of thing to absorb. Also helps with similar things, can help with texture, pigmentation issues, give you some tightening, really good for nice for events with minimal to no downtime as well.
Love it for the eyelids too.
Great for the eyelids.
Yeah.
And it's safe under the eyes because even though oftentimes we talk about the results, it's not a laser, because a lot of people can consider it to be laser, but it's a plasma energy and not a light energy. So it's safe in all those areas.
Even just as good as a dermaplane facial. Like, I feel like people see really good results with that. It's something that I wish I did more of. especially for new clients that just want to do some type of facial, I love the HydraFacial with the Dermaplane add-on. Like, that's always my recommendation. If anybody asks me what facial should I get, I'm always HydraFacial Dermaplane add-on, because the Dermaplane add-on really just helps to give you that smooth texture, especially for like an event coming up. I always say, if I'm going to get my makeup like professionally done, I feel like they use so much more makeup than I use on myself. And sometimes it can show like your little peach fuzz a little bit more. So I think getting that Dermaplane, getting that like close shave to the face, also getting rid of dead skin cells, it's really good in exfoliating to promote skin cell turnover as well. So I really love, that's like my favorite facial.
We're going to think of things as we're talking, because while you're talking about that, I was thinking about other add-ons. And so another add-on that we do is the red light therapy at the end of the facials. The HydraFacial is, or hydrodermabrasion, is a very common, very popular, something that's done for, a lot of our members use that service as their membership service. We have a couple of tiers of membership here that if anyone has questions about membership, you can always call us, but you can also look on the app or the website for details about that. You mentioned Dermaplane. It can also be done like as a standalone treatment. Mm-hmm. Something that is gotten more popular recently, we have added, Rachel is doing some brow treatments and lash treatments. Yeah. And that's really popular. People love that. That's probably Chris's favorite thing to have done
here. He loves it. And it does. It makes such a big difference on him too. I told Rachel the first time that she laminated my brows, I didn't get them tinted, but I got them laminated for the first time because my brows are already like pretty dark for my colored hair. But I told her the first time I got my brows laminated, I was like, I feel like I just got a facelift. Like, I felt like it like lifted every, it was crazy. I still need to do a lash service with her because she says I'll really like it, and I know that I will. I'm just weird about things around my eyes, and I honestly just haven't had the time to lately, but I really need to.
Yeah, so she does brow tinting, brow lamination, lash lift, lash tint, and then
she can wax your brows as well.
Say she can also wax your brows. You can't look at me as I speak and tell that we do that service here. Let's see, what else do they do? A classic facial.
Yeah, classic. Just a good old classic.
Good old classic facial. What am I forgetting from Sierra? Any tips on other things that are offered by the esthetician
services?
I think for the most part that covers our esthetician services. So now let's get to the stuff we really know a lot about, and that's our service.
What we do.
So Allie and I are here every day. Chris is also here like from time to time during the weeks, but we assign Chris to, when he's not here, we put things on his schedule that we don't really want to do. Mm-hmm. So I call those doctor services.
Yeah.
So what's the most common, most frequently done treatment that you do?
Botox and lip filler, honestly, is like right up there. I thought it was super cool that we found out we're in the top, like whatever, for Wrestling Kiss specifically recently. And I was like, that's amazing. And I also believe it because I feel like we are slinging some lip filler.
We do lots of talks. We say Botox just generally speaking. We use a ton of Dysport here. We love Dysport and love the Galderma line of products. But Chris always makes the analogy, Botox is like Kleenex. That's what we call all the neurotoxins.
That's right.
We do offer several of the neurotoxins that are on the market, Dysport being like the most commonly used at Skin and Tonic. We do lip filler. We also use fillers in lots of areas, the cheeks, the chin, temples.
Jawline,
forehead, did liquid rhinoplasty this morning.
Pecs.
Butts. Penises, earlobes. I had my earlobes done fairly
recently.
Labia
majoras.
Labias. Tear troughs. I think that's something that's really common that people always ask about, tear troughs. So we do tear trough filler. And we were just referred to a patient from another med spa that has a younger injector that's just not comfortable doing tear troughs. And so I treated her yesterday. She came over for tear trough filler, and then she'll go back and get her other injectables there. So we have been at it a long time, and so we do some areas that are off-label that require a little more experience, I'll say. So from injectables, what else is common that you do?
Sculptra. Tons of Sculptra. And Radius, our biostimulants. You know, I think we're really good about steering our patients in the anti-aging direction. And I love that about Skin and Tonic, I think, because it's easy to, And there's a place for everything, right? Like, I think you can, like, if a patient gives you free range on their face, like, I think there's a place for filler, there's a place for biostimulants, there's a place for neurotoxin, there's a place for all of it, right? But I think that when you are given free range, you know, it's like, it's not a quick fix, but it's going to last you so much longer, improve your skin quality. Like, there's just so much to be said for playing the long game. Mm-hmm. And my favorite patients are my patients who really do play the long game.
And some of those patients, we start mm-hmm. talking about Sculptra. I think we did them a disservice. And anybody who's watched the podcast has heard me say this. When we started the GLP-1s and we didn't start semaglutide and Sculptra, we should have started all right. of that at the same time, and we didn't. So weight loss is something else that we do here, offer here. And so the biostimulants is, I think it's an easy way to say it's the most natural, unnatural way of stimulating collagen, because there's true science to Sculptra. And I think that's why I like it so much. It's been around for years and years. It's been a great product for us. We've used it, and we do a lot of body stuff with Sculptra as well. Use it for butts. It's a biostimulant, and by biostimulant, it means that it encourages the body to produce collagen, just like Radiesse. Radiesse can be used as a biostimulant in a diluted or hyper-diluted form, and so it can be used similar to Sculptra. Other things that we do, that kind of covers our injectables.
Oh, PCDC.
That I was about to say something else that started with a P, but not that.
Oh.
So talk about PCDC.
So PCDC is like the active ingredient in Kybella. So same thing as Kybella, pretty much, just not name brand. I love it because I think that you get just as good of a result as you would with Kybella, and we're able to get it compounded from a pharmacy and pass that discount along to our patients. Like, basically a fat dissolvent, kind of works how your gallbladder works and breaks down fat. A lot of swelling at first. So winter time is a great time to start your Kybella journey. When you can wear a scarf or a big sweater or something like that, but it basically is able to dissolve that fat so that you can't have those fat cells growing and shrinking and growing and shrinking in that area again. Most commonly, underneath the chin is where we do it. Have also successfully treated some like buffalo humps that I've had in some ladies.
Armpit fat, bra fat.
More secluded areas of fat. Now, nobody's going to come in here and say, hey, I would like my stomach to be a little skinnier. We're not going to do PCDC there. That would be more a lipo.
I wish. So the other P word that I was going to talk about is PDO threads. The PDO threads kind of got a bad rep for a while, and there are different types of PDO threads. There are the lifting threads or barb threads, and those are the ones that have little wedges cut into them or wings, and that can actually lift the skin. But then we use a lot of those collagen stimulating, the smooth threads, which are good for areas around the eyes. You can use them in lips and lip lines. Perioral lines, we use them in stretch marks and different areas that we need collagen stimulation. Let's talk about devices. This is going to be a hard one because there are a lot.
I know. Sometimes, like, especially if I'm doing like a new patient consultation, it's hard to steer them almost in one direction, because I'm like, you tell me, like, what's your downtime? What's your budget? What are your expectations? Are we getting ready for a wedding that's happening in 3 months? Or are we just saying, my goal is to look better by this time next year? Because I think all of those play into what device we choose or what injectable we choose.
What do you think you use most commonly?
Like my most used energy-based device? Honestly, the Aerolace Neo, I feel like I use so much, which has over like, what, 30-something FDA indications?
Yeah, it's got like 34 FDA indications. Yeah. It's a little workhorse too. It's we've had it for several years, and it offers lots of things. It's almost a zero downtime. Mm-hmm. You can have some redness, but we can treat rosacea, which is difficult. We treat our acne kids with it, or acne patients, I should say, with it. You can treat melasma with it, which is really uncommon for a laser, because it's a 1064 ND YAG, and so it's in and out of the skin really quickly. So it doesn't linger and doesn't cause a lot of heat that would increase the melasma.
Right.
It can treat some telangiectasias, We treat...
Those are like the little broken capillaries, most commonly like around the nose, I feel like, or sometimes in the cheeks, which is accompanied by rosacea. I just wanted to clarify that for any like clients listening.
Hemangiomas, you want to translate?
Right. Those little red moles that you have underneath your skin. So yeah, there's a bunch of different...
There's tons of stuff we can do with
I've treated toenail fungus with that thing.
That's hot.
I've treated genital warts. It is hot on the toenails.
The warts.
Yeah. I've treated a lot with it. So like it's a workhorse. I whip that thing out at least twice a day, I feel like.
The other thing you use probably more than I do, but it runs a lot here, is hair removal, the Cervella. Mm-hmm. So we have a hair removal that does target, it will not target white hair, but it does target lighter than most hair removal systems because it has multiple wavelengths. One of my favorites that I kind of go in waves, like I'll forget about like a laser for a while, but something that I've been hot on recently is the CO2. You can just get some great, great, great results with that. So we have a CO2 and it is a laser that has probably the most downtime of any laser that we have.
Depending on how intense you treat.
Yeah.
Because you could do like a cool pill setting and have just like a little flakiness, you know?
Yeah. We can, when we do a cool pill, you can combine it with a radio frequency microneedling. And then that same machine has a CO2 hand treatment. So that, because hands age hands and necks always age people. And so you basically put your hands in the box, turn the laser on, and the laser treats the hands appropriately. See, what else do we have sitting back
what
there?
Else do we
the
have?
Neogen.
The Neogen.
How do we not talk about Neogen?
Oh, I love the Neogen. I love it in combination with other things. So like the Plexor, it's plasma-based energy. And then people get confused. They're like, how do you pick, you know, between the two? And I think like that's something we have to think about as providers too. But I explain it to my clients, like it's almost more of a like diffuse plasma energy, like if you're wanting your whole face treated and like we want to see some really good tightening and we have time for that tightening to happen, I like using the Neogen. And it's non-ablative, technically. So while there is about a week to 10 days of downtime with a high-energy Neogen plasma, it's not ablative, meaning it's not actually removing that top layer of skin. It's not removing any tissue. It's just tightening. Whereas the Plexor, I think what a common procedure I've been doing a lot lately is doing a Neogen full face, maybe full face and neck, and then using Plexor for a blepharoplasty, a non-surgical blep, where we can actually remove that excess tissue around the eyes, which is so many people's problem areas, and get a really good combination result. Now you can just do Neogen over the eyelids, but I think if it has severe laxity, like I'm gonna reach for the Plexor every time.
Well, we talked about the Plexor earlier being used by the estheticians for a shower, which is a nanoablative treatment.
Right.
But this is, you're talking about in an ablative, full ablation. And so it sublimates the tissue, which turns a sublimation's turning a solid material into a gas.
Right.
And so that's how you sublimate the tissue. And when you talk about removing the like tissue around the eyelids or bar lines around the mouth.
I explain it to my patients the easiest. I'm like, imagine having a mole on your face and then we do the Plexor on it and then the mole is no longer there. Mm-hmm. Like solid to gas, poof, gone, instant. So that's like an easier way for people to conceptualize it that aren't familiar with, you know, lasers and things.
So we talked about the Aerolase Neo. So now I'll talk about one that I forget and he's in the corner a lot of times.
Yes.
And that is the Aerolase Era. So the Era is an erbium laser, mm-hmm. and where the Neo has zero downtime, the erbium is ablative and requires more downtime. And so it's good for tightening, resurfacing tissue, helps with, you know, crepey skin. It helps with sunspots.
Acne scars. So we have radio frequency microneedling, which we've kind of touched on, which is like a hot microneedling, for lack of a better word, I guess, for ease of explanation.
Yeah.
It's going to tighten a lot better than just like regular microneedling would. We have our Laser Me.
Sitting right there next to the erbium.
To the Era.
So we have, if you have a problem, we have a solution here.
100%.
And so we offer lots of things. We do offer the infusion services as well. And that's a really cool add-on to a lot of these treatments. Outside of that, well, Chris is going to be coming back in, so we have to kind of wrap up, but we haven't touched at all on sexual health. And I thought about it when we were talking about CO2. So the CO2 laser can not only be used for the face or hands, like we talked about, but you do some intravaginal treatments. And you want to talk a little about what you do with that? Like,
so the CO2 does have an intravaginal attachment piece to it. And so we basically just go all the way into the vagina and treat the full circumference of the vagina and help to resurface it with the CO2 laser. And that's going to cause collagen stimulation, which can help with sandpaper sex. I feel like it's the most successful with that, honestly. So just kind of resurfacing, smoothing, and also helping them to be able to produce their own natural vaginal lubrication. So if they're having to use a lot of lubrication, help them to make their own, basically. And it also can help with stress incontinence as well.
I think that's huge, because a lot of people don't even know that there's something available for that outside of a sling surgery or something like that.
Yeah. And then on the other end of the spectrum, so that's more of like, I think of the CO2 intravaginal as more of like functional, right? And then O-Shot is going to be functional and fun.
Yep.
So it can do both of those things that we mentioned with the CO2 laser, but also it can increase the ease of having an orgasm as well.
And so we have the O-Shot for the females, and we have the P-Shot for the males. Mm-hmm. And with both of these treatments, we use platelet-rich plasma, PRP. So we draw a blood specimen, spin it down, and separate the red blood cells out and re-inject the plasma part that has growth factors back into the vaginal wall for females, the penis for the males.
And the clitoris for females.
And the clit for the females. And clitoris sounds so much nicer than...
It really does. I was like, ooh, when I said that, was a little abrasive.
I was like, well, sorry, into the clitoris. I won't say clit anymore.
It feels like slang.
Things I say when Chris isn't here to correct me.
I know.
But I saw you kind of jump out of your chair when I did. I did say penis treatment. I didn't use the other word. I'm doing good.
That's good.
So we also offer a sound wave device, which is probably our most popular treatment for guys, because it's non-invasive. It doesn't hurt. It's very effective. It helps with guys that have problems reaching orgasm. It helps with guys that have problems sustaining an erection or getting an erection. So that literally we have something for everyone.
Did we miss anything? We're going to end this podcast and we're going to be like, we didn't even talk about this, you know?
So we'll do another episode.
We'll do a part two if we need
next
to,
time,
yeah.
Next time Chris dips out on us.
Leaves us.
Yeah. He left us to jump on a call. He had a meeting. So, thank you all for joining us. We really appreciate it. We appreciate everyone that tunes in to listen to us ramble and talk about all the fun things. This is a job that really doesn't seem like a job to us, so we could sit and talk about it for hours. So thank you again. Hope to see you soon. Allie, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, see you next week. Okay.